We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Today we're talking NBAF, and we've got Dr. Alfonso Clavillo, who's the new director of NBAF, and we've got Dr. Ken Burton as well, who is the coordinator for USDA APHIS. Usually Marty handles this next topic, Ken, but I guess you will today, the construction update.
She does, Brandon. I'm going to have to work my way through this because I don't have this down probably quite as well as she does, but she wasn't able to be here this morning, so... Yeah, construction updates. That's usually her piece and what she shares. And at this point, the facility is about 85% complete. Dollar-wise, we're looking at about $1,065,000,000 spent so far of the $1.25 billion. So getting kind of start to see the light at the end of the tunnel on construction. And when you look at things, you know, as you drive by, you probably notice that a lot of concrete being poured again. The new security entrance, the driveways are being poured, parking lots are being put in. As you walk onto the campus, a lot of what you see is a lot of kind of not finishing touches, but preparations for landscaping to occur sometime next spring, next summer. So a lot of those external surfaces are getting finished. And then when you go inside, you have to put the booties on so that you don't cause any problems walking on the floors. The finishes and that type of thing are being protected with cardboard, but we still wear booties. And a lot of the rooms have some of the finishing touches put in to the point where they're considered clean and have been inspected and are really moving forward. Every time you go in, it seems like if you skip a couple of weeks and then go in, there's all sorts of new changes and finishes that are going on inside the building.
All right. Looks like we have a caller here who's got a question. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Hey, I know you guys study the diseases and control, like on cattle and swine and, you know, birds and stuff. My question has to do with, like, wildlife. Do you guys ever study that and see the causes and what we can do to cure them? You know, like the chronic waste disease in deers. And I'll get off the phone and listen to you.
Yeah, many of the diseases that we will be working on, the wildlife is a component of that. Many of the diseases in the wildlife is either a reservoir or it can be just transmitted to wildlife and promote the dissemination to livestock. Even that wildlife won't be the primary focus of the research of the work we are going to do in NBAF. We have consideration of wildlife, and we need to understand the participation and the role of wildlife in the transmission of some of these diseases. Related to chronic wasting disease, we won't be doing that study here at NBAF. That's a different disease that is not the scope of the research of the diagnostic that will happen in NBAF.
All right. That was a great question.
It was. That's a great question, and it really brings up a really good point, because wildlife, you know, can be a reservoir for a lot of these diseases. And so in addition to the domestic herds, to understand how to control disease outbreaks in them, in order to emergency response and control potential outbreaks, you have to understand the role in the wildlife and how that can be controlled, you know, particularly feral pig populations, deer populations, and some of those. Mm. So great question.
All right. Well, continuing on, did you have more on the construction here?
No, pretty much that's it on the construction, I'd say.
Okay. Well, I do understand that you have a new communications director coming on soon.
We do, and it's a perfect fit, you know, with Dr. Clavijo coming on board. Now we've got our communications director that'll be coming on board next week, and it's great. It's a wonderful fit. It's a local person that will be coming on board. It'll not only continue the ongoing outreach efforts that we've got, but it will allow us, with the staff for that director, it'll allow us to expand our outreach and to be able to get more information out about the mission of NBAF and, you know, to, as you mentioned, Brandon, to be very transparent with the research that's going on and be able to communicate it in a way that makes people feel even more comfortable.
Yeah, and that'll be probably our primary contact with the NBAF stuff as well.
I'm sure it will, yes, and we'll definitely get her on the program for you.
All right, very good. Well, as far as the next, number three here, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble reading that part here, substantial completions?
Substantial completion, you know, we always talk about how many days until we move into NBAF, USDA moves into NBAF, and we've kind of been teetering on the top side of 400, and we just went below 400. We're at 398 days today. So December 10th of 2020 is when USDA will be able to move into the facility, and as I mentioned before, that's when the role of the USDA personnel that have been shadowing the construction operators will switch roles. And so USDA will operate the facility. The construction personnel will be looking over our shoulders to make sure that we're operating everything correctly and answer questions as they come up. But right now we're working and putting a lot of effort on the phasing of personnel and programs into NBAF. We kind of have been laughing a little bit about our first impression was the fact it was going to be kind of like a Black Friday movement on a sale into NBAF, where everybody was just going to pick up and move in. And, you know, as we work through the process, we realize that, you know, we need to phase this. And as we're phasing everything else, the research programs and everything, but we'll be phasing critical programs into the facility first, get them up and running, and then bring other programs in over a period of time. But that December 10th of 2020 is a really great point for us to shoot at right now.
Yeah. So next time we have you in here, it'll be almost a year away.
It will.
That's crazy. Well, as far as hiring update, I know that's been, you mentioned with the new communications director, obviously, but several more positions being filled as we speak.
Quite a few. You know, we're still in FY, we had the goal of hiring 100 people in FY19 between AFIS and ARS, and we reached that goal, and we've just about got everybody onboarded from FY19 hiring. So now we're ready to start on FY20 hiring, and we'll be hiring about the same amount during that time. So we're spinning back up. We've asked the unit leads to identify who they need to hire by quarter, and so we can organize our hiring for that that period of time, or each period of time. So we're looking at more of the animal care and use personnel. We're looking at more communications people. We're looking at IT, of course, facilities. We've got a lot more people to hire there. Safety, health, environmental management, biorisk, kind of hiring all the way across the board. So we're participating in a hiring our heroes job fair over at Fort Riley today. We've got personnel over there speaking with some of the military people.
Can you put a ballpark on just an amount of jobs that you're looking to fill here in 2020?
Well, our goal is to have 80% of our total workforce in place by August of 2020. So we're looking at having around 400 employees at NBAF. We'll probably have somewhere around 200 to 230 hired by the end of the year.
Very good. Well,
yeah, a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. I don't envy you for that. But, well, that's all good news. Again, it's nice that you have Dr. Clavillo here on board. I think he's going to bring a wealth of knowledge here to NBAF from all his experience. And we were talking during the break, a lot warmer apparently down here than it is in Winnipeg, Canada.
Certainly it is. I mean, last winter, Winnipeg was minus 40. So compared with that, this is probably the tropical for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you having you here today. And Dr. Burton, thanks for being here as well.
You bet. Always appreciate the opportunity, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.